going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, needing those margaritas tonight, folks. The picks coming in for the third round here. Jordan Birch, for defensive lineman out of Oregon, going to the Arizona Cardinals, 78th overall. And Jalen Noel, wide receiver out of Iowa State, just coming off the board, going to the Houston Texans. Indianapolis Colts now on the clock. Want to let everyone know, too, LSU baseball, their start time, because of the weather delay, has been pushed back to 9:50 p.m. You can hear that on the Bet New Orleans, 1350 a.m., 92.9 FM, and the Odyssey app. We're taking a break for our top of the hour news. We'll be right back with more on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest at Hooters in Metairie on Bets. We'll be right back after this on WWL. Welcome back into our Draft Fest coverage, TrainSouth.com. We're here at the Hooters in Metairie, 4748 Vets. If you don't know where we are, stop by, please. We're going to have newest Saints draft pick Vernon Broughton coming on in about a couple minutes, joining us here on WWL Saints Radio after getting selected 71st overall by the Black and Gold, a 6'5", 311-pound defensive lineman out of Texas. Looking forward to hearing from him. The NFL draft rolling on as we wait for one more pick from the Saints this evening. Then, like I mentioned earlier, tomorrow night,
tomorrow night.
Yeah,
we may be on till tomorrow.
We're on till tomorrow night. Yeah, yeah. The cannon gonna join us
at four o'clock midday.
So yeah, 2/4, a six, and 2/7 tomorrow.
2/4,
a six,
and
2/7.
Do you think they keep all of those? No.
No, huh?
I don't think they keep 2/4s, a 6, and a 7.
You got to pick 3 picks from the end.
I'd like to get the 2/4s now.
No, the 2/4s, I can see them trying to figure out a way to get a 5th or maybe even one of those 7s to try to package the 7th and the, what is it, 6,
yeah,
to try to get maybe a late 5.
Yeah, I can see that.
We went from 3 5th rounds last year to none, right? You went 1, 2, boom. 5.
Right.
Yeah. And you can feel the difference, right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
think about it.
If you hit on what you're looking for, I still think, you know, we still talk corner. I still think that's a probability. I still think, you know, running back is a probability. I still think tight end is a probability. So, I mean, because those are deep positions, and you hadn't had the run that I thought you would have. You know, one guy that I don't think, and I hadn't been paying
attention. Dylan Sampson.
That's exactly, from Tennessee. Dylan Sampson is a guy, and I don't know if it's just – I don't know what the – I don't want to say knock is, but there's something that's holding some teams back from pulling from drafting him.
His ball security ain't great.
Well, I mean
– but, man, he had a heavy load last year for Tennessee.
I said they're going to – he plays fast, played a ton of plays.
Another Louisiana guy.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, we can say that offense isn't the most – I'm going to call it non-sophisticated, but it's not because they play so fast.
Yes.
But I think he's a good back and a good running back. And then, like I said – I still think that they do try to get a receiver at some point, tight end. I mean, there's a couple of different places that they could go at not only 3, but those picks as well tomorrow.
To me, cornerback, safety. Because I think safety's another spot on this team that is sort of undefined, because you got to tell me what kind of defense you're going to run, too.
I don't know enough defensively to say that that's what you want, or you need to say I'm investing in that for the next 3 to 4 years. I may be able to fill that spot via free agency if I don't find what I need or like immediately. I mean, and so you finally pick one defensive guy. You got two offensive guys. It may be safety or corner. I mean, I don't want to say to balance it out.
You don't have a lot of depth there now at all at safety.
Not a lot of depth. I mean, but
you got a lot of kind of moving pieces that have played a lot of nickel and dime. But that safety spot itself.
Are you strong or free advocate?
Yeah. To me, the free safety part of it, because the other thing, too, is do they have the big nickel guy? Now, I don't know what they call it in this
star.
Defense.
Star. And it has, Brandon said it has slightly different responsibilities than what would be the standard nickel, whatever that, we'll see.
Because
big nickel, that's what it is. Big nickel is still star.
Like right. Something Emin Wari would have played.
Correct.
Something like that. I see the Titans just pick Kevin Winston Jr., who had his senior season sort of cut short with an injury. But, man, he's a big-time player. And he no small corner. He's 6'1" and some change.
They got him as safety.
Yeah, they got him listed as safety. Yeah, so and he may be a guy that can play a little bit of corner for you. But you know,
he's played a little nickel, but really he's a more of the free safety type guy. But he's the intimidator. He was the guy, because Rich Marty told me, Mike, if they needed a play and somebody needed to be sort of roughed up, Kevin Winston had his hand up. He was ready for that.
That wants to go and make that play, and so he's going to the Titans.
And so he goes to the Titans, and that's a team, too, with a whole bunch of holes all across the board.
He'll play early for Tennessee.
So Kevin Winston Jr., who would have been drafted much higher, but he had the injury. I think he missed either 13 or 14
games.
Yeah,
a lot of games, partial ACL.
Yeah, and so that dropped him into round three here, and now we had the Steelers, and Hoss, my eyes ain't good. What is that, 83?
Or? Yep, pick 83. Tampa Bay is next at 84.
You know, what's interesting about the
Saints,
Steelers,
of course, 91.
You know, hadn't picked the quarterback yet. What's interesting is, I guess about there was a report that came out. They had a conversation with, can't let Bobby hear this, but his guy, Aaron Rodgers, who they've been linked to already. And so I guess about 2 days ago, they kind of got an understanding where each of those that situation was. And so, you know, we thought Sanders Shador would be the pick at 21, but as we know, he's still on the board. And every time they come up, as well as some other teams, you kind of wonder, is it him?
Nope, it is not him.
The running back from Iowa. Now, he's a guy
who started off hot. Caleb Johnson, his name was one of the guys. Wait, you start looking at Iowa, and you go just you hit the clicker one more time. Hey, let me see what that back did. Did he really do that? Let me see what the back did. But he lasts to the third round.
Look at the way he's built.
Six other backs that have went before him.
Look at how he's built.
Man, maybe more than that.
He's like a big cowboy in the saddle. Yeah. Man, he runs straight up a lot, man. So, yeah, he gives it out. But, boy, he takes some shots, too. But, man, he has got really good vision and the ability to turn the corner once he can get his shoulders square. And he really was their offense.
Yeah,
for
so
Iowa. He was the guy.
I can tell you one reason he dropped down the board, that 4.57.
Yeah.
At 4.57, I'll drop you all day if you're going to be a running back, but you're not at a bad place up in Pittsburgh. I mean, because they want to turn around and hand it off to you. And I think Najee Harris is not there anymore. I think they lost
Chargers.
Him. Yeah, they lost him to the Chargers. So to be able to replace him, you do so with Caleb Johnson, a guy that has a ton of production but just didn't run well.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are up next at pick 84. And, man, it's coming really, really quick with things. But the Bucs are up now with the selection.
Guys, now on joining us right here on WWL Saints Radio, the Saints' newest draft pick, Vernon Broughton from Texas. Thanks so much for joining us, Broughton. How you doing? And congratulations on getting selected by the Black and Gold.
Thank you, and bro, I'm doing amazing, bro. I'm just blessed to have this opportunity, dog. And Yeah, I mean, I'm just crazy right now. So, yeah.
Joining us, joining us here on this coverage of your draft, Bobby Hebert, first quarterback to lead the Saints to the playoffs. Also, Deuce McAllister, Saints legendary running back, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and our NFL analyst, Mike Dettillier. Cajun Cannon, you're up first with Vernon.
Go to someone else because I just went to the restroom.
All right, sorry. Deuce McAllister, you're up first.
don't sugarcoat it, Bobby. Just tell the truth.
Vernon, first of all, congratulations. And, you know, I just want to see, you know, just I know you said you're excited. You're looking forward to coming to be able to help this team. But just looking at a couple clips, you've played, you know, the three technique. You played a little bit inside eye as far as even the one technique, the shade. You know, where are you the most comfortable at as far as on the defensive line?
I think most comfortable probably the three tech and four. But you can put me anywhere. I can do that. I can do that, so. It don't matter.
So Vernon, are you what have the coaches told you? Okay, right now, and you're probably aware of this, the Saints are one before last stopping the run last year. We gave up right under 5 yards a carry. Well, you know, until you can stop the run, the teams are going to continue to run. I don't care if it's high school, college, or the NFL. So I can tell you the Houdat Nation will embrace you if you can just be a beast in the middle and just occupy blockers, and obviously, you know, you make a play now and then. But first things first, we'll love you if you could just help us stop the run.
Yes, sir. No, I got you. Yeah, that's what y'all paid me to do, so I got to do it. Yes, sir, I got you.
So, Vernon, this is Mike Haas. I'm the play-by-play with the Saints, with Deuce McAllister. And so I want to make sure I'm correct before I ask the question. You are – Camille is your wife?
Yeah, this is my beautiful wife.
You know, awesome. Sounds phenomenal. Tyler Shuck, who the Saints picked already tonight, he's 25. He's also married. You're 23. You'll be 24 in July. I'm just curious, from a maturity level, do you feel like, you know, married and you stayed because of the COVID year and that you're a more mature person at your age and because of that?
Mm-hmm. No, and most definitely. But I say all glory to God. Without him, I wouldn't be in this position. So, yeah, he's really what happened to me and just to where I'm at today. That's, yeah, I give it all to him. So, yeah.
Now, Vernon, what would you say, because I've read about you, that you could be that versatile defender and tons of athleticism and raw physical traits that give you a ton of upside. So it seems like you just nipping at the bud on your future potential and that, you know, you might say, well, he was pretty damn good college player. But my understanding, what I've been reading about you, is that he's continuously progressing and can be a better pro than he was even at the college level.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm scratching the surface and just really – first full year playing and also starting is just, I feel like I got my ceiling is very high and I'm just really scratching the surface. Just me as a player, but also me building as a player and learning more game of football while I'm in the league. So yeah.
Vernon, Mike Dettillier, first of all, congratulations. And Bo Davis told a friend of mine Manny said, Vernon is a very talented defensive lineman, but what I love about him is he gives effort and big time effort on every play. And that really impresses me because sometimes with a bigger man, he might take a little bit of a stretch off. But man, Bo Davis really talked well about you. And certainly that's a connection here now that you're in New Orleans Saints and he's your defensive line coach here.
I'm so happy that me and Coach Bo reconnected, bro. That's my dog, but that's just somebody like I really look to, bro, because he has helped me get like so far just in the game of football, but also helped me become a man. So it's just I can't wait to get to back to work with Coach Bo. So yeah.
Vernon, welcome to the Houdat Nation, man. And as part of our tradition here of joining the Black and Gold, Just want to get a big hoot at for the fans out there. What you got to say, man?
Hoot at, hoot at.
Whoa, baby. Oh. Oh.
Thanks
so much for the
that
talk,
was a lot
Vernon.
Of passion there. We like that, Vernon.
Yes, sir.
I was like
yes,
coming sir. Out the gates. He was explosive.
Yes, sir.
And enjoy the rest of your night, man. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL.
All right, Vernon. No, knock a snot bubble. Yeah. All right.
All right.
That welcome to the Big Easy moment brought to you by Bud Light. Drink and enjoy Bud Light. We're going to take a break
We should have led with that.
Coverage.
We should have led with the hoodat.
That was his best part of the interview.
He woke. That got him up. He was in.
He woke up.
We should have led with Hudak.
He's pumped up to be in the black and gold, folks. We're going to take a break here on our draft best coverage, TrainSouth.com. Oh, we're here at the Hooters in Metairie. We'll be back right after this on WWL. Stay tuned for the next Saints pick coming up soon.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest rolling on here at Hooters in Metairie. That's 4748 Vets. Stop by and say hey as we get ready for the next Saints pick coming up shortly. Just a few picks away. We got Noel Williams, cornerback out of Cal, going to the Kansas City Chiefs. Defensive lineman Jamari Caldwell from Oregon landing with the Chargers. And then the Green Bay Packers just selected wide receiver out of TCU, Savion Williams. Pick is in now for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And look who they picked. Caleb
Tulane.
The cornerback, nickelback, safety from Tulane. He played 1 year with the Green Wave.
So, Mike, is that about right where he got drafted?
Yeah, pretty much. Coach Summerall really, really liked him. Brought him over from Troy. Man, a guy with a lot of speed. I think he needs certainly some work from a technical standpoint and getting out of transition a little bit quicker. But the Jaguars needed help in the secondary. He'll be a core special teamer in year one. And while he's in the developmental stage, but man, can Caleb run? He has got some foot speed, and at that position you needed. So congratulations to Caleb Bransaw. Pick 88 overall, and he goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tulane Greenway.
4-3-3 in the combine.
He
in the combine
run.
40.
He can run.
4-3-3.
Well, you know, if you can run, and, you know, you're tough, you got football skills, but if you can run, teams are going to give you an opportunity. You know, that's always say, if you're little, you have no chance if you're slow. Now, you can be big and maybe slow, but if you're little, you better be fast. You know, like, oh, I want to play football. He's too little. And then, you know, parents would come to me like, I don't know how big my kid's going to get. And then I look at the mom and dad and I'll look, well, I'll say, does he like baseball or whatever? And they said, oh, he really likes football. And I said, and when they tell me, oh, but he can run, he's fast, I go, well, you have a chance. If you're little and you fast, you have a chance, I'm telling you. But you can't be little and slow. If you're little and slow, you got to go be a physicist.
I mean, is that where we're at? If you're little and slow, you can't
You have no chance. No, maybe in high school, but do something. You know, everybody wants this.
I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Scouting notes with
he's not lying about this.
Yeah.
It's the truth, but I didn't know. What time is it?
9:37.
It's a little early for little and slow.
Yeah.
Where you got to go?
So the Jacks
where you got to go?
Jacks are on the clock again, guys. They've moved up again to make back-to-back picks.
Wow. Well, they need a lot of help. That's all I know.
Well, you know who has to – you know where to get off the pot. I've said this now for the third time, Trevor Lawrence. Their quarterback. Well, he took a step back last year, Mike.
Well, they have a new GM as well, though.
Right.
They have a new head coach.
New head coach.
GM. And can that guy do for him – what he did for...
Well, that's T.J. Slaughter, his mate. T.J. played with us at the Saints, played down at Southern Miss.
Yeah, and so...
So he was doing the pick?
He just did the pick.
Yeah, Wyatt Millen.
West Virginia.
Was the 2024 Offensive Lineman of the Year, West Virginia. He's played a lot of tackle, but a lot of people are projecting him inside
as a guard. He's like 6'6", 315.
He's a big dude. So Wyatt Millen from West Virginia gets selected. And it's back-to-back picks with Caleb Bransaw from Tulane. And then now Wyatt Millen, the offensive tackle guard from West Virginia.
And they got one more in the third round. They're the last pick of the third round.
God bless them.
Take it back. Now it's Houston because that's where they traded.
I was about to say, I think they traded.
That's where they traded. up to the 89th spot. Saints are at 93. Rams on the clock.
So I don't know. Like I agree with Deuce. Even if we would draft a cornerback with the next pick, we still need a veteran corner. But I wouldn't have a problem. Who's on the board? You think right now that could? I still want somebody not developing, but could definitely you're part of special teams, but maybe could help and play. I'm talking about start. Maybe if you get, you know, 15, 20 snaps or something, be part of the rotation.
He doesn't play corner, but the guy who's available, Xavier Watts.
Oh, from Notre Dame. From
Notre Dame.
The safety.
I think it's.
Because Honey Badger's getting old. We got the other safety, from Dutchtown.
Justin Reed.
Yeah. So, Mike, that'd be good value because they had him going at least early or middle second round. He's still there?
And he was the chirper. He would communicate with everybody. Remember you used to tell me about, like Gene Atkins, you had to tell him what to do.
Yeah, like Brett Maxey was the one, was the quarterback on the back end from TSU, Texas Southern. Gene Atkins would just knock the crap out of you from FAMU, but he wasn't too bright. Just to be honest, if you told him what to do, he could do it, but he was too hell-bent for leather sometimes. And, so you have some guys that are cerebral and can understand the concepts, what everybody's doing, and then you have other guys, tell me what to do and I'll be aggressive, I'll be hell-bent for leather. So it's different personalities you got on the back end, not only in the trenches. So that's one thing when I look. Like a Brett Maxey or like Honey Badger. Honey Badger right now is so smart, he's like a defensive coach on the field. I think we have two of them right now because coming from the Chiefs with his experience.
The other guy, too, Louisiana guy, Trevor Etienne, who, he was a guy that went with Billy Napier to Florida.
And then he went to Georgia.
Then he went to Georgia, got some pretty good NIL money, goes to Georgia. Then he gets banged up early in the season. And what I like about him is he doesn't have a lot of thread off the tires.
Hadn't been the same.
Because right now we need somebody to help out Alvin. And Mike, because the Iowa running back, he's had to.
He got picked.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, who picked him? Because I think that's great value there.
The other guy, too, and, man, I get a bunch of texts about all the time, Cam Scatterboo.
Yes.
Cam Scatterboo.
Big fan.
Yeah. Oh, he's like a bowling ball. He's like Don Nottingham, the old double. Remember bowling ball or Norm Boulash from the coach? Remember how they just run over and not around you? Look, it's hi, Scatterboo. What's his name again?
Yeah, Scatterboo.
He was unbelievable for Arizona State.
And he started at Sacramento State. And he transfers to Arizona State.
He ain't worried about his head. He'll give you a concussion.
He
might get one, too. No, that dude is crazy. He'll run. I don't know how long he's going to last. But for Arizona State, you watch how much he meant to that team and even in the postseason. How Mike and look what he came. Didn't he transfer from like Sacramento State
that's what
or something?
Yeah, I was saying Sacramento State.
Yeah, he was like a beast mode. I'm not running. I'm gonna run over you. No, so he'll have an opportunity because he's like a football player. You know, we're talking about linebacker, like the linebacker from UCLA.
Yeah, Carson Swinger.
He's like the running back offensive version that I don't know, not necessarily overly skilled, but as far as a heart of a football player. No, that's what you have in him,
Mike,
and what he did at Arizona State.
And two other LSU guys, we talked about him, Emory Jones, the tackle, 3-year starter at right tackle, and Miles Frazer. Man, I like Miles. He was a guy that started early out in his career. I think it was Florida International. His tackle there, then they kicked him inside to guard. Man, he's a really good football player. You got to give him a little time to learn how to pass protect better. But, man, as a run blocker, he is really good in that phase of the game. So we'll see if those guys get selected along with Etienne, who's also got that Louisiana tie as we are entering the kind of back end of round three.
You mentioned some LSU guys there, Mike. What about someone like Zy Alexander? Is he more a day three pick?
Now, the way the corners are coming off, he may get bumped a little bit.
Okay.
And also to Savion, who grew up
Savion,
at St.
Right,
James
right.
High School, right up the road from where I live. And, man, he's played some tackle and end. He's a better end than he is at that tackle. God gives you great effort.
So I got a question for all of y'all. Right now, look, the Rams just picked Josiah Stewart, edge from Michigan.
A little undersized guy, but he could rush.
Who do y'all think right now, if you had to pick one team to challenge the Eagles in the NFC, who is it?
Rams.
What?
Yeah, we talked.
You say Washington?
Yeah, well, I said Rams yesterday.
Okay, I'm on that Rams train.
Yeah.
Because I just know how, you know, I guess whatever you don't remember lately, how they played the Eagles in the snow. But Washington's good, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love it because that means the Cowgirls are better than the Giants. So what? So, yeah, but when you look at the Rams, and you think like how – look how in that window of opportunity like the 49ers had, how it closes. You better take advantage
and
of that.
Fast.
Yes. You know, you might have that 1-2 year window, and all of a sudden, boy, the 49ers seems like they could be in it every year. Then all of a sudden, not so fast. Boy, and how it really has changed for the 49ers. And, Mike, the Seahawks are going to challenge him?
We left out every team in the NFC North.
Oh, yes.
They
might beat up each other.
That might be a battle royal and who survives.
Yeah, who survives there. To me, would you all agree with this? Or who would you come up with to be like you betting, you know, in Vegas? Whatever, the over and under or a playoff team. Who could be this year's version of the Washington Commanders? I'm going with the Bears. I mean, like to do.
But you're not going to get good odds.
No, because everybody's good. But who do you think is the Bears, or who you want to go with?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Tigers.
We just talked about him. Emory Jones Jr. Man, I saw him in high school.
Going to the Ravens.
He was a left tackle. He comes to LSU. They put him on the right side. He's been a two-time second-team All-SEC player. Going to the Baltimore Ravens. He'll play right tackle. And, man, he can run block. Now, he's going to need a little bit of work in the pass protection part of the game. He's a little awkward sometimes in that. But, man, he is a guy that will absolutely, as you would say, knock a snot bubble.
Yeah, can maul you.
So,
yeah.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Emory Jones Jr., like I said, we were just talking about it, gets picked by the Baltimore Ravens. That's pick 91, Mike.
Yep, 91.
Well, you look at 36,
Seattle is next. And
36,
the
36 career starts at right tackle and 38 games played.
Him and Will Campbell come in, two 18-year-old guys. One starts on the left side, the other one starts on the right. And that's amazing that you would start bookend freshman, true freshman tackles.
So
Seattle not wasting time. The pick is in for them.
Hey, so what does LSU have to do, Mike? Because look at these LSU. It's like offensive players. You know what LSU has to do?
Defense.
Yes. LSU, if they're going to be in the postseason, come on, defense. And Coach Kelly, they have to. They have to somehow make the postseason this year. Don't you think the pressure, the heat should be on? And they're not worried about the offense. It's the damn defense.
And how much better will it be?
Yes, exactly.
How much better can it be? Because I think offensively, if you can keep Chris Hilton healthy and you brought in that speedster from University of Kentucky, you're going to have something there. Offensive line's a big question.
Yeah, question
mark.
Compared to the players. Yeah,
but
they lost.
How much better can you be on defense?
Yeah.
And you're going to count on some freshmen to play on defense quickly in the secondary.
Well, all I know is you got to. It's not the top four. You got to be in the top 12. Come on, just be in the postseason. Then,
well, guys, it's not Shador, but it is a quarterback here for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep, yes, indeed, Jalen Milroe. How about that?
How about that?
Well,
he's an Alabama. Sean Alexander is an Alabama guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Pick Alabama.
New Orleans Saints
QB.
Now on the clock.
And here's the question: look who is the OC?
Yes, sir. Well, tell him, Deuce.
Kubiak.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, he got that. He went on Taysom Hill plays. I can see that coming right now.
Look
who gets to go to Seattle this year, too. Saints.
Man, I would have 7 or 8 plays every game.
Every game.
With
yes.
Jalen Milroe and that Wildcat.
I'm already.
QB power. QB power. And then if you can throw a little bit, throw a little bit like Taysom, QB power and all that. Oh, no, without a doubt.
But Jalen is QB speed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that there's a better athlete.
And if you're trying to cheat and you get behind the defense, he can throw that deep ball.
Now, sometimes short intermediate.
Yeah, sometimes not accurate. Yeah, but those are – no, all I know is against LSU, he looked like a man amongst boys. Not once, but twice. You know, LSU fans are so frustrated. I don't know. We can't stop him.
I told my old friend out in Alabama about him, and I was like, man, if he goes into the College Football Hall of Fame, all they got to do is roll up two film. The LSU game in 2023 and the LSU game in 2024, yeah. And they would have more highlight reels there than you could possibly imagine.
No, it looked like the JV versus the varsity, and he was on the varsity. Yeah, that was when you look at that, but no Shedeur Sanders. Boy, how the mighty has fallen.
So what are they doing here, boy? 104 on the clock, Saints getting ready to pick. Where do they go?
Where do you, a cornerback or what? What do you got on your list?
I'm like, one name survived. Okay. Jack Sawyer
from Ohio State, the edge guy. Yeah,
I got about a dozen names.
Football
and every one of them got picked.
Okay, look like Carney. I'm gonna give Nick on the Hill credit. Virginia safety Jonas Sanker, safety. So we need a young safety.
Yeah, we were talking about the safety position.
Earlier. Yeah,
and that is a spot where. I don't know kind of how they're going to use their safeties. And we don't have a real defined position kind of makeup for that safety spot. So, again, with
Well, we got it because, you know what, to me, I think Jordan Howland has reached his limits. I'm still ticked off at Jordan Howland when all the safeties ran against each other and against the Eagles.
How has he reached his limits?
He's just starting to feel it.
I'm telling you, he screwed that up. He was like running with his head cut off like a chicken.
It was
like
a bad
running.
Play.
No, it's a terrible play. We'd have beat the damn Eagles.
I know that.
Jordan Howland, I think he's okay. But
Bobby didn't give up on him.
That's what it sounds like.
Game three last year.
I was like, come on, we counting on him. And that dude is like, you got to get your head in a swivel. You got to have peripheral vision. You can't be running into each other. He was the one that caused that play. I looked at that 20 times, and I go, man, they all run into each other. But Jordan Howland caused that car wreck, train wreck.
And last year, Sanker, he was a first-team All-ACC guy. Very active football player, and you can see with his measurables why you would like him. He's almost 6'1". He's about 205 pounds. And at the combine, he ran a sub 4.5, 4.8 40-yard dash. So you can see how they kind of connect the dots with him. And again,
well, Mike, he's obviously going to contribute on special teams, right?
No question about it. But I want to see how they use their safety. I know Deuce and I talked about it because that's sort of the unknown here.
Like a hybrid safety, like in the box on the slot, or you deep middle
We talked about that star position. Nickel.
It's kind of like because they call it now new scheme, and that's an old school nickel. But now, my understanding, they call it star.
It's like LSU does it that way too.
Yeah. But it's all you figure it out. Well, that's just different terminology. But it's like a nickel, the star when you say nickel and all that. And
the pick is officially in, guys, and it is Jonas Sanker, Virginia safety, 6 foot, 206 pounds, and another addition for this, Saints secondary here that's much needed to beef up and, like you guys were mentioning, get younger.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is Virginia used him a lot on a pressure situation. They put him up on the line of scrimmage a lot.
Yeah, and look, he's in the box
almost like another linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Not necessarily called a linebacker, but cheating up. And so,
again, defense, 3-4, and Staley. It's about the player that fits the defense.
No, he had good instinct there on that interception against Syracuse, just showing a highlight how he broke on the ball.
He read the eyes of Kyle McCord the entire way.
Kyle McCord's going to have an opportunity to play in the NFL. And you saw how he set him up, Mike, let him throw it, then he broke on the ball. That was a nice interception. So.
His ability to plant that foot and just get out toward the receiver is impressive. Really, really is. As a player, so Jonas Sanker, young man that I think we'll see. He was, I guess, a middle-range recruit. Early on, he had committed.
So where did he go to high school, Mike? Where is he
He's from Charlottesville. So right where UVA is.
So he's from Virginia. Yeah, right in their backyard.
But his first commitment was to BC.
Oh, the Boston College.
So that
okay.
tells me you ain't getting into BC with no expired driver's license.
Right, right, right.
You got to be a smart dude to get into Boston College.
They got all those universities, like 12 of them at MIT, Harvard, all in Boston. And Boston University, Boston College. Always, you know why I'm intrigued with Boston College? Because what's the number one Catholic university in the United States?
Well, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. You know who's number two? Boston College. Catholic University. You know, when you talk about the battle of the Catholics, you know, not the Catholics and the Protestants. That would be like Notre Dame against Baylor playing the Baptists or something. Or the SMU Mustang playing the Methodists. But when you look at Catholic versus Catholic, Boston College and Notre Dame, you know what I remember? When I went to Boston College, I brought T-Bob on a recruiting thing. You know why? Because Boston College has always had good offensive linemen.
And a lot of good interior guys.
Yes. So I told Tivo, I said, look, we're just going to go up to Boston and hang out in Boston College because they've always had good linemen.
Bob.
And, you know, my dad would have died if he went to Boston College. He goes, no, you got to be a cool ass, come back down to Baton Rouge and come to LSU.
Bob, you'll like this with him. In 2023, he led the team with 107 tackles. And
that's active.
And in 2024, he led the team with 98 tackles. So you're talking about
not scared.
Over 200 tackles in a two-year time frame playing safety.
That means he's aggressive and he ain't half-stepping. He's coming up and doing his responsibility.
And he has a brother that actually
Means he'll be good on special teams tackling, too.
He went to Princeton. He's a linebacker at Princeton. So, he's a smart dude.
Smart.
Yeah, he's a smart guy when you can do that. And, plays with a lot of energy out on the field. You can see it. He's almost like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going.
He's coming to tackle. He's not trying to just push you out of bounds or trip you. No, he's actually tackling. Mike, his highlights, he looks like he's aggressive. And just looking at those numbers, whenever you have him around that century mark, 100 tackles, that don't happen by accident.
We're moving to break here on WWL, the latest pick from the Saints, Jonas Hanker, safety.
And did you notice Mel Kiber? I guarantee I don't know what he's saying on ESPN, but you know he's defending himself. That Shador Sanders hasn't been picked yet.
Yeah, he's screaming. I can tell he was screaming.
Yeah. Did you notice that, Hoss?
Yeah. He's been screaming all night.
Oh, no, he's trying to defend himself. Like, people are saying, man, you old man, Mel Kiber, you don't know what you're talking about. You put a pick Shador Sanders to go in the first round.
We'll be back with more at TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest, right after this on WWL.
You're not always right.
We're back here at our TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest. Steve Geller with Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, Mike Hoss. At the Hooters in Metairie with craveable food and wings, cold beer, and $5 margaritas. Guys, taking a little break from our draft to give a very special happy Hoodap birthday out there. Hunter Bloomer turning 7 years old from Metairie.
Yay!
So happy birthday, Hunter.
All right, Hunter.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Hoodap, baby.
Hunter.
Yeah, he's played at
What's Hunter doing at Hooters?
Playing at Mike Molly Playground.
He had a baseball. He said he had baseball.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm looking
there's
at
a,
their
there's
shirt.
A lot of baseball
I'm looking
teams
at their
here
shirt. I was telling him, Miley Playground.
Mike Molly.
Miracle Mike Molly.
Falcons.
Xavier Watts.
Xavier Watts. Now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, John. I apologize.
No, and he's going to Falcons. We've been talking about him in the early second round, mid-second round. So the Falcons have had a nice draft.
Well, I mean, it's only.
Well, they ain't had many.
They
picks,
ain't had many, right?
Who they got is pretty good.
Who they got, Mike, we've talked about. It's not like.
It's all.
Jalen Walker, James Pierce, and now
Xavier Watts.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the safety DBs and all that. No, he was one, I'm telling you, Hoss. We were talking about, if not necessarily first round, but early second, mid-second, Mike, and look at the value where they got him.
And so they feel as though they have enough offensive firepower to win, but their defense has been El Lazio.
Right, right.
And so now you get the two pressure guys in Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., and now you come back with a leader and I think a really good center fielder in Xavier Watts.
I've got a question, and I can't remember safety we talked to. Did he sign a multi-year deal, or was it a one-year deal?
Justin Reed?
No. For Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Simmons.
Simmons.
One year.
So, I mean, that tells you right there where they go.
Right.
And then I think, they got a new DC. New DC, Jeff
Ehrlich.
Olbrich or Ehrlich, that was the head coach
with the Jets.
With
he was the interim guy.
Yeah, he was the interim. Played linebacker.
played linebacker forever in the NFL as well.
They also they lost Richie Grant at free agency to San Francisco, to the Falcons. So I mean, kind of it's a need for them.
You know, when I look at the Falcons, you know what the Falcons had said? Damn, we got to rush the damn passer.
I mean,
it's like been 2 decades, and look what they said. Okay, hopefully it's the right guys, but what did they do with the first 2 picks? And the, I don't know.
Well, then you traded a one next year, which was
right scratch. Because
Pierce better play.
Yeah, exactly.
Play well.
Exactly. So
he's gonna be tied to that for his whole career.
Yeah. So right now, look at Fontenot. They said, hey, we got to do something and turn that defense around. But,
I'll be honest with you. They lucky. Arthur Blank got patience with people.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. Arthur Blank, for most owners, they would have pulled a plug on Terry. And nothing against Terry, but it's the truth. Most owners would have pulled a plug on Terry.
Well, he might have 2 strikes, so that's why they got a hit.
He better right get now. He better get bat on ball.
And Mike, if you look how they're coming off the edge, and I said this last night, we're going to be intrigued with, even if you're not following the ball, who's winning? Our tackles are their edge rushes. Because, you know, you can't double-team everyone. You know, you're chipping someone with the tight end or the running back, and who's going to win? Hopefully we blocking them.
Oh, we're winning.
But they're thinking.
Kawaga and Banks.
But they're thinking they're going to win.
I don't care what they're thinking.
Okay, you got to be objective.
No, Austin. Hell no. Okay, it's Atlanta.
Okay. Austin's not being objective.
Not with Atlanta.
That's what they're thinking. They go, okay, are we going to finally be able to rush the passer? And, Mike, all I know is who they drafted with that first pick.
Jalen Walker.
With Jalen Walker. What are we saying? Like, who's that guy, Jeremiah, scout?
Daniel Jeremiah.
Daniel Jeremiah said, if he'd be available with the Saints at 9, I would run to the podium.
I said that myself.
Well, yeah.
When they picked Walker last night,
yeah,
that said on the TV, there was a 1% chance that he would be available at 15.
One. Oh, yeah.
1%. So
yeah,
they felt like they got a gift that.
Yeah,
right?
A gift that.
The rest of the draft.
They gave the gift right back
in 2026.
James Pierce Jr.
Yeah, and Pierce. Now, with James Pierce Jr., are they going to push the right buttons to motivate him, or is he going to be a prima donna? You know,
because
he has the ability.
It's not so much he's a prima. It's his personality. And again, I said that
he love football?
Does love football.
But he beats his own drum?
He want to almost be like a swimmer or a golfer.
I want to do what I want to do.
What I want to do.
Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We are at the Hooters in Metairie, 4748 Vets. Come out and join us right here. We'll be back with more on WWL.